dear old NFL. Throwing its hat back into the ring. Welcome back into 1620 Zone AM. Thank you so much for listening. Always do appreciate that. If you're streaming, however you consume the product, we always appreciate that you do that. We broadcast live here from Next Gen Male Medical Zone Clinic Zone Studio. Pro Football Focus, just a little bit ago, sent out a report that said the owners have proposed 18 games in the NFL.
18?
With a caveat. A 16-game limit for each player. So the schedule will be scheduled for 18 games, but every player is only required to play 16 games.
Like the max.
And I think it says, I'm guessing that's going to be a player's choice. It doesn't really dive into it here a whole bunch. But it just says this was one of their proposals. But can you imagine if you know, because the NFL rotates around, right? And you're a fan of an organization, the example they give is Cleveland going out to Arizona to play. Okay? And it's week 15. Well, if Baker Mayfield and Landry and Beckham have all played 14 games, they got a big one the next week, yeah, we're going to set everybody out in the desert. We're going to play a different quarterback, different receivers. It's an interesting way to cultivate your farm system, right? So, because that's the deal. MLB has their minor league setup, which those guys need more money. The NBA has, this is the G League now, right? They have the G League. So you're getting guys an opportunity to play. Football doesn't. Football carries a practice squad. You're out there on the meat unit. You know, you're to the scout team. You get all those kind of things done. But this is a chance for them to literally put guys out there, test them. To me, from the strategy side of it, this is a fascinating thing, right? It's unbelievable. Say, you know, you got a quarterback that's a little dinged up. You sit him out week 8 and 9, bring him back the next week, finish out the season so he gets to 16 games. But the 16 maximum is the max. It alleviates some strain for you, too. Toward the end of the season, if your quarterback gets knocked out, like, don't worry, this guy's already started 2 games. We know what we got. We know what we can alter this to. But instead of it being, hey, we're going to amass, you really get into a discussion of, can you build depth? Can you build depth? Do you have processes? Can you develop guys? Do you see some diamond in the rough? Now you're going to get 2 games in the NFL to try them out. Live, large, and in charge. See what they can do. So this is interesting. One thing I do hope they do, though, is eliminate the So it says, as to Mayfield and all their quarterbacks, the problem could be solved with an exception that would, for the position, give the enhanced safety rules that apply to them. Kickers, punters, holders, long snappers should get similar treatment. So the NFL is playing a star who aren't quarterbacks, and plenty of fans would be pissed off. They show up for a game hoping to see the star they're playing because of one of the 2 games they're not playing. I don't really like to look at it this way, but just because, and in this example, it's Cleveland and Arizona playing, doesn't mean I'm going to see the stars because somebody could be hurt. I think the fact that they can dictate that they're not playing that game is more the rub. I could go watch the Bears, Mitchell Trubisky, or Khalil Mack could be hurt. I still bought the ticket. I'm still paying to watch the rest of the team. So, interesting to watch there. Pro Football Focus sent that out today. We shall see. That's one I'll watch closely. I will search and try to find more information on that. But what are the backlash of it? It's always when a plan comes out. It's like, all right, this plan is great. It's awesome. Let's go execute it. And what's the oops side of it? We didn't think about that one. Didn't factor that in. Now we got everybody pissed off. Okay, let's back this baby up. Interesting to see there. Good on you, NFL. You want to get to 18 one way or the other. Brian brings up a great point. Brian on the JTech Structures on Twitter feed says, horrible situation for fantasy football owners.
Yes.
Isn't it great fantasy football could dictate to the ownership of the NFL, like, you have to tell us on Monday which quarterback is not playing. By Tuesday, you have to tell us who's not playing this week because I got to set my lineup. in the billion-dollar industry that four guys created and they don't get any money for. But they say that they're just happy because it's out there and everybody's doing it. You're a liar. You wanted to make that money. Two down, one to go. We'll come back here, finish up to 1 o'clock. We'll start the 1 o'clock hour. We return on Game Time, 1620 The Zone.